www.thebrewingnetwork.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2, friends. 1-866-233-0747. I know I'm dumping a lot of info on you, and I appreciate you listening to me. Matter of fact, you can see how many people are listening right now. Go to Genesis Communication Network and see the live stream download, and they're gauging this. I just caught this yesterday. Pretty cool stuff. Friends, I was talking about during first hour that this week I was told that I need to learn what real love and what real grace is all about. And I explained to you that these are the people that are responsible for the evil in the world, because they are. That's why God sent them to the world, was to right the wrongs. Christians are called and they are appointed by God to right the wrongs in this world. Not to tolerate them, not to be tolerant of them, not to allow them, not to give them a pass, not to allow them to prevail. Friends, I mean, just think about this. The only reason that we had a Hitler, the people in Germany, and the world had to deal with them because the people in Germany would not deal with them. Matter of fact, Hitler had those that were called the Hitler Youth, they were actually out of the church's youth groups, for those that did not know. That's how well he did it. He did a great job deceiving those people, didn't he? He meant to conquer the world. But see, if the church was reading the word back in the day, they would have snuffed out, and they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler before he had a chance to spread his evil in such a fashion that he did. And I guarantee you, every single time that you stand up against evils in this world, you're going to get the professed church close in pursuit to sit there and say, oh, you need to quit being so harsh. Oh, Bradley, you need to learn real love, man. You need to learn real grace. Really? Scripture tells us, woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel but not of me, and that cover with the covering but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Sin is lawlessness, friends. It's not missing the mark the way that you've heard it. Sin is lawlessness, transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. What law? Well, as I said at the first hour there, that I ask, you know, 75 to 80% of the hands that go up in a room, no matter where I'm at, if they're Christians, then they all say they are. And then I'll ask them to recite three of the Ten Commandments. And then I shared with you that he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, Christ said that they're liars and the truth is not in them. And the problem here, America, is most people don't even know God's commandments. Make the distinction, professed church, of ceremonial law to that which being of the moral law. Because Christ did not abrogate the moral law. He came to magnify the law through faith. Read the book that you proclaim that you know. When Christ died on the cross, yes, he died for the sins of the world, but he also magnified God's law towards sin. He just happened to be the lamb that suffered for the sins of the world, the propitiation for the sins of the world and of the sins of the world. Again, friends, talking about those that say, Bradley, you need to learn real love and real grace. And yet they tolerate everything under the sun. They claim that they love God, but yet they don't love or have the love of God in their hearts that's been shed abroad, Romans 5:5, because they tolerate what God hates. In other words, they're at peace with the nation that is at war with God. Let me say it again. They're at peace with the nation that's at war with God. How can we go to sleep at night knowing that 4,000 babies are aborted in the womb every day? How can we go to sleep at night knowing that the state-run media is out to, well, they're undermining themselves, friends, because the Bible says God is known by the judgments that he executes. They will be taken by the cords of their own devices, their own iniquity. In other words, they're on the same boat. They're blowing holes in the boat. They just don't realize yet that they themselves are on the boat. And I also want to say to those that should know and do the rights, They shouldn't be blowing holes in the boat that we're all on in the first place, because if you really truly love God, and by the way, when you look at a nation that's under judgment, it's because they didn't keep the commandments of God. In America, you are under judgment. We just seen recently Mr. Robertson from Duck Dynasty, never watched the show a day in my life. He recited scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:9. And all of a sudden we've seen less than 1.6% of the population rise up and attack him. Friends, it's not about Mr. Robertson. It's not about Duck Dynasty. It's about the foundation that he is standing on. And isn't it interesting that God had to choose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise? Here's God's mercy again, friends, just like I shared yesterday. Bringing all of this to the light. Friends, the state-run media means to make it look like there's a huge uproar concerning the 1.6% attacking Mr. Robertson for reciting scripture, for exposing homosexuality. Folks, 1.6% of the population. See, there's a huge backlash coming across the country now because people are standing up. Sad to say, they're more so standing up because it's their favorite actor rather than the Word of God. That's called idolatry. But see, it takes something like this through God's mercy to show you who the enemy is. See, when I get attacked, friends, as a matter of fact, let me tell you, back in 2005, I never had problems in public high schools until the state-run media started to promulgate the homosexual propaganda. They started to attack me. I started to reach back into the gay communities because I knew the preachers weren't telling them the truth. I seen that they didn't want to talk. I seen that they wanted to shout and shoot. I seen that they were at length at war with God. They are, because we just seen this again yesterday. They're at war with God, and they will surely fall on their own back. Friends, study history, especially all you sympathizers to the homosexual radicals. They're out to snuff out your freedom of speech, just like I've said for years. Isn't this what they just did to Mr. Robertson? Yep. Hey, he's got to be fired. Hey, folks, see, where I see the enemy attack, I see as it being my opportunity to uncover them. And once I did that concerning the gay agenda, I started to pull back a curtain that I was shocked, friends. When I pulled that curtain back, I was shocked at what I seen. But let me ask you something. Who's advocating this normality? Who's advocating this abomination? Who's doing it? I can tell you who's doing it. The American people that sit back and say nothing about it. That's who's advocating. That's why they're emboldened to attack anybody that they want. But in the process, again, seen through the eyes, the anointed eyes that the Holy Ghost gives, Revelations 3, I see it as an opportunity for the American people to say to A&E, to ESPN, to Disney, and all their other affiliates, enough of you. Now this is a prime opportunity for a righteous network to come in and say, hey, we'll take your show. They don't want your success, we'll take it. See, this can all backfire if people really understand what real love is and what real grace is. Here's some more real grace. Wouldn't it be interesting if everybody just said enough of sports and they stood in front of their capital for 1 week? Babies would be spared after a week of protest, wouldn't they? And by the way, Protestant has meaning. Protestants has meaning. Yeah? But folks, what am I talking about? God calls these people that call it grace when they do nothing and they succumb. These people call it love when the only thing that they love is themselves and their sin, when they don't keep the commandments of God. God calls these rebellious children because they take counsel not of Him. They cover with a covering, but not of His Spirit, that they add sin to sin. Yep, that's right. Folks, I'm going to come back. I'm going to stay this course. I love it. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown of freedomoutpost.com. I support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for their willingness to go into the state-run public schools and to present both God's law and His gospel to the young people being indoctrinated in the system. I believe God is using His message to get young people to think about government, about God, and about eternity. May God continue to bless the efforts of Bradley Dean and his staff.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, here we go. Again, topic, I was told I need to learn what real love and what real grace is, right?
Okay.
Not denying the fact. But I noticed that when people attempt to cover themselves or to make excuses for their lack thereof, you can always find their false covering. God calls them rebellious children. He said, saith the Lord, that taketh counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. See, these are the altar athletes. Every week they're crying twice a week in front of everybody about how sorry they are in front of man, and yet they don't change. You know, yet Scripture tells us real repentance in 2 Corinthians 7:9 looks like this. For behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort, you sorrowed because you broke God's moral law, Exodus 20. You're sorry for your sin before God, not before man. That's secondary. And what is the fruit of godly sorrow? Carefulness it wrought in you. Carefulness, what do you mean, carefulness? That word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Why? Because I'm sorry. Yeah, what clearing of yourselves. Yeah, what indignation towards that which put Christ on the cross. Yeah, what fear. Fear of the Lord, Proverbs 8. Yeah, what vehement desire. Yeah, listen carefully. What zeal. Yeah, what revenge. And all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. Hey, friends. There's two men. One owed $50, another owed $500. The creditor came along and he forgave both of them. Which one's going to be more thankful? The one that was forgiven the most. And Jesus said to these people, he who's been forgiven much, loves much. Bingo! See, grace to these people, friends, is, you know what, I'll do whatever I want to do. And then when it doesn't work the way that I want it to work, and when I find out that the end of sin is death, then I'll come back to Christ again until it finally works my way. That's false grace, friends. Matter of fact, Jesus said, there's many that say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils? Have we not performed miracles? And Jesus said, depart from me, you workers of what? Lawlessness. Scripture tells us in the New Testament, friends, let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. When you're born of the Spirit of God, you hate sin. And you love righteousness. You that love the Lord, hate evil. and love righteousness. As a matter of fact, it's the very scepter of the kingdom of God, Hebrews 1. These people aren't angry with sin. They're tolerant of sin. And they have the audacity to call it love, and they have the audacity to call it grace. They're okay that Christ is brought forth to an open shame. They're okay because they themselves have actually brought it by and about. And they brought it to pass because of their lack of. You know, so many people say, you know, Bradley, I'm a believer. You believe, but you just don't believe in front of everybody else. You know, hey, Bradley, I've got the faith. Okay, you have the faith of the Son of God, but yet nobody else knows it around you. And your life does not bear the fruit that you're His. So how do you call yourself a Christian? I mean, and Jesus is the one that said, whosoever deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Friends, I am not ashamed. Jesus said, think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Jesus said, for I came not to set a man. He said, I did come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foe shall be they of his own household. Friends, this offends lukewarm professed Christians. And I want to tell you something. I didn't say it. My big brother did. My wife said to me the other day, honey, would you want variance in your own household? I said, absolutely not. But it's not my will that's going to be done. It's going to be His. And it's not a will of the flesh. It's the will of the Spirit. Jesus said that he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, saith Scripture. Not Bradley Dean. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me, he is not worthy of me, Christ said. This is real grace. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Friends, these people that are telling me I need to learn real grace and real love, though they may have truth in part, but yet I also know in their lifestyles, I see this all across the country, that these are the very people that are responsible for the evil that prevails in this country. And everything that I just read in Matthew 10, where Jesus said, deny yourself, they will not deny themselves. Those that want a false version of peace, they don't understand the peace that Christ didn't come to bring. He came to bring a sword. Friends, these are the people that call repentance hate. These are the people that are saying, oh, that's not God. These are the people that say, hey, you know, there's got to be peace in the household. You know, yet Scripture tells us if Christ is in that household, he brought variance. Nobody wants that. Of course not. We're told through these professors today that you better love your mother and your father more than God. And they might not say it, friends, but they're really saying it. Because then you become one that divides the family for invoking or making reference to Scripture. Just ask me, I can tell you. I didn't say this, my big brother did. Does he know what he's talking about? Absolutely. These that have not an understanding of real love or real grace, they're not born of the Spirit. They're born of the flesh. They're do-gooders. They're hirelings. They bring shame to the name of Christ because they want to bring their sin with them in the door, yet it was Jesus in John 10 said where he said, I'm sorry, unless you come in through the door, if you come in any other way, he said, you come as a thief or a robber. Let me tell you something, friends. There's a lot of people in the professed church in America and the conservatives and in the patriot movements. They got good ideas. Friends, I have almost without fail seen the immorality behind closed doors, and it sickens me. And you know what? Because I stand against it, I'm the bad guy. Then what they do is they begin to nitpick my life, so they got to go back 17 years when I got first saved. Hey, by the way, if you like one of my testimonial books, it's called My War. They're for sale. You can buy one now. You want to know how bad I was? I'll show you how bad I was. But let me magnify the good. You want me to show you how good Christ is? Then look at my life story. Because that's how good he is. He came in to dominate my sin. He came in to show me what I was not, to show me who he is. And let me tell you something, friends. He is in charge in this boy's life. I do not belong to myself. I am not the author of the faith. Therefore, I am not the finisher of the faith. He is. Jesus said, he that taketh not his cross and follow after me, these are the people that don't have a clue as to what the cross is. Yet they tell me I have to learn grace and what real love is. Friends, I've heard it a couple times. And guess who it's coming from? The professed church in America that will not abide by the word of God in any sense of the word. They're a bunch of moralists is what they are. What does God say about these people? They are a rebellious people. They are lying children. I mean, Isaiah 30. Children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the prophets, the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. If the church in America would stand up and do what they're called to do as they are commanded to do, there would not be false prophets in the land that speak smooth things, that prophesy deceits and smooth things. They wouldn't be here. But yet these, God speaking to these, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stay therein. He said, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. That's exactly right. Yep. These are the people that fall away, they come back, they fall away, they come back, they fall away, they come back. Now listen. I'm not condemning those that are repentant. Remember, we're to forgive 70 times 70. But friends, let's finish that scripture in context. To them that repent. What did Christ command his disciples to preach to the nations? Go forth in the power of the Spirit and preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And today these people are saying, oh, that sounds cultish. No, it doesn't. It makes sense. It was also Jesus that said, he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. You know, friends, I often think about the fact that I've done a lot of stuff. I've done a lot of high school since I've been saved. I mean, when I got saved, I really got saved. You want to talk about zeal? You want to talk about getting a job done? You want to talk about a wise son wanting to make a glad father? That would be me. But the wisdom came from his son. Let me add that. If I thought the way and processed my walk, the way that I was told to walk it out through the professed church in America, I would have never done one outreach a day in my life. Not one. Folks, I'm going to come right back and I'm going to talk about the captain that said, hey, listen, look in the water. There's some people drowning over there. I'm going to give you that analogy right when I come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about false grace, talking about a false version of love. Hey, folks, some people say the supreme object, of the church is to worship God. And that's true. God seeks such to worship him, but folks, worship also includes duty. You also need to keep in mind that God seeks to reach out to the people through you and I. And if we're going to lift up our hands and worship God, well, then let us also be sure that we're prepared to reach our hands out for God. Heart to God, hand to man. Because Scripture tells us, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. That's Matthew 4:10. What would you think of a crew who was on a boat and they said, oh, we love our captain. We esteem our captain. And when they're off at the sea, the captain calls out to his crew. A boat is sunk in front of us. People are drowning. Let down the lifeboats and the crew, instead of doing what they were told to do and commanded to do, they said this. Instead of doing their duty, they loved God so much, the captain of their salvation so much. You know what they did? Did you hear the captain's voice? Praise the captain. Glory to the captain. Oh, blessed be the name of the captain. We love him so much, but we fail to do what he commands us to do. Interesting. They love the captain? If they do, they'll do what he commanded. Remember what he said, why do you call me Lord and do not the things that I tell you? Interesting. Folks, I'm talking about real love and real grace. As a matter of fact, even just to kind of highlight love real quick here. When you look at the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 42, you can see Jesus rebuking. As a matter of fact, when you get some time, if you ever want to know why I have an attitude towards why I see a lack of Christianity out there, read Matthew 23 when you get a minute. It's nothing but rebuke. But I'm in Luke 11, verse 42. Jesus is literally damning the Pharisees. Woe is equivalent to damnation. Woe unto you, Pharisees, you religious hypocrites, you vipers, you snakes, said John the Baptist. He said, you pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought you have to done and not to leave the others undone. Huh. You pass over judgment and the love of God. Yeah, they don't understand the love of God because they've never come to the cross. They've never repented. They're not guilty before a just and a holy God. No, they have something to teach a just and a holy God. And I think this all comes down because they lack the understanding of the character of God. Jeremiah 9:24, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, saith God, that I am the Lord which exercise love and kindness, judgment. Read 107 Psalms. If you want to understand love and kindness, it's not what it sounds like, friends. It's through trials and tribulations and testings you'll see the love and kindness of God. I go on, Jeremiah 9:24. Judgment is the very character of God, Psalm 9:16, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Not Bradley. When you go to Psalm 97, the character of God. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. You know, I just heard somebody today say to me, Bradley, God loves everybody. Yeah, he does. And he's given everybody the opportunity to make the right choice, hasn't he? And there's a lot of people in hell that Jesus died for, is there not? And why are they in hell? Was it God's? Was it God's plan and his purpose and his desire that men should turn away from him? No, that's why he sent his son. To show the world how much he did love them through the sacrifice of his own. Oh, case in point. Went to the NAMM show. It's a music show in Anaheim, California a couple years ago. There was a guy named there, Kerry King. He's the guitar player of a band called Slayer. Huge death metal band. He had on his forearm, he's a big dude, big ball-headed brother from another mother. And the name of his new album was God Hates Us. And it so offended me as to know that there are people that are so foolish as to bring these, well, how do I say this? That people follow this stupidity. These are the people that worship Satan. Literally. Slayer with a pentagram. On the cover of their albums, on the back of their albums, and tattooed on their bodies. They give their allegiance to him who desires, through deceptive measures, to steal, kill, and destroy. Rather than to give their allegiance to the one that did love them so much as to send their son to die for their sins. It offended me instantly. And why wouldn't it? I mean, that's like a bunch of Americans going into Arlington Cemetery and saying, look at how much these guys hated us. Oh, my gosh. Hated you? Friends, look how much he loved you and loves you. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. How can we not give ourselves over to him who loved us? Yet there's these people out there that have the audacity, through their ignorance, of course, and in some cases willful blindness, as to say that God hates us. He doesn't hate us. He loves us in a major way. You know, I can't stand when my little boys take advantage of what I have to work my hind end off to give them. If they disrespect me, let me tell you something, friends. I let them know right off the bat that they're disrespecting me. And then I ask them, how would you like it if someone did that to you? I always want them to understand the fulfilling of that law. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. But folks, there's people out there that really do believe that God hates them. And the reason that they believe that God hates them, I believe in a majority of the cases in America, it's because they want to believe that God hates them because they don't want to repent. It's called idolatry, and it's the oldest sin in the book. Talking about the character of God. You that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Wow. You know, and when you look at real love, and I'm kind of bringing forth a blend of love and grace here, friends. Because by Moses came the law, truth and grace came by Jesus Christ. When you understand the character of God, then you can understand love and grace. For example, when you go to the Old Testament, you look at Leviticus 19, verse 17, he said, "Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart." Listen carefully. You're not to hate your brother, friends. You're to love him. How do you do that? "Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor." You are to rebuke him and not suffer sin upon him. You are not to allow sin upon him. Matter of fact, if you see your brother sin, you owe him the truth to tell him that his sin is before a just and a holy God. Did you guys ever see that documentary of Johnny Cash back in the day? Oh, boy, I bet it was out 8 years ago. I love documentaries. I love true stories. But there was a particular scene in this documentary, this true story of Johnny Cash, where Johnny Cash married at length, I believe, June Carter. But back in the 50s, she was married to another man. And she walked into a store and someone identified her right away. And that woman just went right after June Carter and basically rebuked her for her adultery. I believe she was also going through the process of a divorce. And divorce was unacceptable back then. See, now it's the norm today because it's a moneymaker for attorneys. See, they've created a bureaucracy through lawlessness. Yet, again, friends, going back to the Constitutional Republic, it is a violation of our law. Adultery is. And that is derived from Scripture, Exodus 20, and it's the seventh commandment, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Leviticus 19:7, "Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him." Let me tell you this. If you have friends that tell you hard things because they really truly have a care for you, it shows you because they are telling you hard things that they do really care for you. If you have friends like that in your life, you better hold on to them. Because that is a needle in a haystack. They do not come that often. You know, Scripture tells us that a flattering tongue spoileth the soul. Oh, you see people like that all across the globe. They're not willing to tell you the truth. They're not willing to tell you to flee from the wrath to come. They're not willing to tell you that you're about ready. Well, you got one foot on a banana peel and you got another foot in hell. They don't want to tell you that. When you go to 1 Corinthians 13, everybody says that's the love chapter. Yeah, but keep in mind, love rejoiceth not in lawlessness. Christ came to fulfill that law, not to trample that law. Remember, he's the one that said in Matthew 5, "Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill." And then when you go to Romans, I love this, 13, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." Friends, why am I so hard? Because I love. I only have one opportunity to tell you what you might not hear tomorrow because you might not be here tomorrow. Life is but a vapor. And Scripture does not promise us tomorrow. That's why I'm hard. You know, in Romans 13, it says this, talking of love. "For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Isn't it interesting? You want to walk at liberty? Then obey the law from the heart, that form of doctrine that's been given unto you, Romans 6. I like to equate that to when we're driving down the highway, I'll say, "Hey, if you don't want to get a ticket, just put it on cruise control. Drive in grace," right? That's exactly what you have to do. But grace fulfills the law. It does not violate the law. Be right back. Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can follow me on two pages on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Friends, also consider giving us a year-end gift. Support the Sons of Liberty because we are out there doing the stuff. Keep in mind that less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go out to the next generation through the church, that is the amount of finances out of $2 billion that reach out to the younger generation. Who's going to the younger generation? Barack Hussein Obama and Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty. Who's going to win? I've been doing it for 14 years. Hey, Barack, get off my turf, yeah? Help me do that, friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Become a partner with the Sons of Liberty. Talking about love, friends, talking about the fulfilling of the law. Interesting, in the New Testament, it says, "For this thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie. Don't covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, love your neighbor as yourself." Okay, got it. And then when you go to Romans 12, which precedes Romans 13, "Let love be without dissimulation. Don't let it be a counterfeit love. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good." Use a little common sense. Always go back to that childlike faith in your heart, and you'll know what's right and you'll know what's wrong. 1 Peter 1:22, "Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth," your souls, "and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned, counterfeit love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently." Pure, I'm supposed to love my brother with a pure heart fervently. Yep, I'm supposed to look out for him. Hey, greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brother. Friends, as a matter of fact, real love says, hey, I'll stand up in front and I'll take... Here, case in point. Thank you. Recalculating, friends. Holy Ghost intervening here, majorly. When you look in the New Testament and you look through the commentaries and different commentators, Adam Clark, Albert Barnes, Matthew Henry, you begin to understand through different eyes a different perspective, because these people were actually in it when these things were going on. But when we go back to the foundations of our country and we look at the commentators from the generals of God, you begin to understand that, like, for example, the book of 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, did you know that when it was time to go to the stake, the older generation back in the day told the younger generation that they've lived on earth long enough, they will sacrifice themselves so that they can live longer to the younger generation? A real love says, hey, I'll take the first shot. I want my brother to live, because he's more worthy than myself. That's what real love does. That's the essence, the pith, the marrow of real love. Because isn't that what Christ did for us? Yes, it is. That's why I'm willing to lay on the sacrifice. I'm sorry, to lay down myself as a sacrifice only to build up your faith. Folks, I'm not taking shot after shot after shot after shot on this radio program because it's a lot of fun. I'm taking shot after shot after shot after shot because I love you with my heart and my actions, 1 John 3:18, and I love my posterity enough to be willing to sacrifice to make sure that they have freedom when I'm gone. That's real love. I didn't put it there. He did. And that's the kind of love that our forefathers gave unto us. They demonstrated their love, and here we are. They demonstrated their love, and here we are. Folks, again, I can go on and on and on with love and grace. I love the topic. But every time I talk about love and grace, friends, you need to keep in mind it's always a demonstration. And when I say that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, we are called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Those that are born in the smoke, I understand where you're at. Get away from me. But those that are born in the fire, they don't settle for the smoke. John Wesley, the great field prophet, said this. This is what comes to my aid right now. That he would set himself on fire every morning that the world could watch him burn. But what was he doing? He was ostracized from the church of the day, which pushed him to the fields to preach to the multitudes. He was willing to go outside and bear the reproach of Jesus Christ, and so should you. Why? Because you love. Folks, it's not this little lovey, pamby, mamby love that you're seeing today and hearing about. I think I shared with you in the past that when I first got saved, I really got saved. The process of sanctification began, and I'm still in the process. But I remember asking all these people that said they loved me. I was the church trophy for a little while. Oh, we love you, Bradley. We love you so much. And then when it was time to move a couple couches and a bed, I couldn't find anybody to help me. That was their version of love. They were too busy. They had to go home. They had to watch the football game that Sunday. But you know who helped me? It was the younger generation. They were more than happy. I mean, I'm just talking about an American version of love. I mean, it's so simple. By the way, friends, that is such a shallow analogy, but that's the only one that I can give you right now. I just told my wife the other day, I'm being very transparent. Folks, I have sent out hundreds, and I'm talking about just around in my immediate circle, hundreds of Christmas cards to my friends. People that I would consider my friend that I am in the battle with. Not to the degree that I am, but they're there, and I appreciate them. I told my wife yesterday, I said, I have been filling out cards day after day after day after day. And I'm not looking for anything in return, but what I did notice, and I'm giving you this analogy, and I'm giving you this analogy for the very purpose of showing you what I'm talking about right now. Folks, I've only got a handful of cards from my friends. I go on my contacts, I'll say, so what is your email address? Or what is your home address so I can send you a card? I'm not telling them what I'm sending them. And by the way, I want to clarify this too. I'm not asking for anything in return. I'm just showing you the lack thereof. Remember in the last days, the love of many will wax cold? Yeah, why? Because they're workers of lawlessness. And I'm not talking about my friends, but I'm asking the question, where's the love? You see what I'm saying? And again, I want to clarify, friends, I am not looking for that back. I'm just wondering where real love is. And it is hard to find friends. And can I keep in mind, I want you to keep in mind too, I have my little boys, every single one of them. Hey, it's another card we all have to sign. So I'm teaching my little boys to give. Love gives, friends. It doesn't take. Love gives. It doesn't take. And really, if you want to see what the dilemma in this country is right now, it's that. It's a lack of love. We don't look out for each other the way that we used to look out for each other. And I'll tell you what, the way I gauge people that are really in it, that really understand a real love, they have scars all over them from people that don't. They've been beat up, they've been ripped up, they've been talked about, they've been backstabbed, they've been lied to, they've been lied about, they've been robbed. Remember when King David said he's been robbed by the bands of the wicked? My gosh, friends, it's really out there. And when it comes down to the real deal across this country, it is hard to find people that really look out for each other. So let's go back all the way to the beginning of the show. Bradley, you need to learn real love and real grace. Okay, I will. I'm doing my best. But I'm sticking to the word. I'm not getting out there in what I don't understand. I only can speak according to the testimony of Jesus Christ in my life because that is the gift of prophecy. If I step outside of that, then I'm playing the hypocrite. And I love my Father by the Spirit that He has given me. Not with hey, friends, I don't love God according to my fallen nature. Because I don't have anything in my fallen nature that can love Him back. Without the Holy Ghost shedding the love of God in my heart by the Holy Ghost has been given unto me, I don't have an understanding of what real love is. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments, but we're still born of the Holy Spirit. That is John 3:3. That's not weird. That is true. But what, again, we need to offset that and to contrast what I'm saying here. The love that we see today in America is according to man's fallen nature, which is really lust. But Christ in His risen nature is a love that gives. It's a love that fights. It stands. And it firstly loves God with its whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And secondly, it loves its brothers and its sisters. Don't ever forget that. Friends, love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check me out on Facebook, Bradley Dean. Follow me on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1. Talk to you on Monday. Love you by what I do. See ya!
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.